John Jackson died this week at his home in Fairfax County, Virginia. He had been a grave digger by trade, but he was also one of the last exponents of a unique musical style native to Eastern Virginia and to North Carolina. NPR's Paul Brown has an appreciation.
John Jackson's guitar and banjo repertoire included African-American string band tunes, pop and country songs, and ragtime.
My gal went up there, went out to a midnight dance, too tight, boots ragamuffin. Too tight, sick in bed, too tight to my hair, too tight, boots ragamuffin.
Jackson's music reflected all that he heard around him, including a graceful, airy way of playing the blues specific to the Piedmont region of the Upper South. Jackson's music spilled forth from the rough and tumble life of his native Rappahannock, Virginia. He taught himself to play from records, and he first started performing at country dances. He told the audience at last year's Lowell Folk Festival in Massachusetts how a brother failed to return his guitar after he borrowed it to play one of those dances in the 1930s.
And when he came home on a Sunday night, I asked him where the guitar was at, and he said, I left it over to my cousin's house. Well, on that Monday night, I went over there after it, and he said he didn't leave no guitar here. He said he hit that man down yon at the dance and busted it up and threw the rest of it over in the river down there. I said, that's why it was that. So, and I didn't have a guitar for about 2 years.
Jackson actually gave up playing in public for about 20 years because of the violence at dances and house parties. After World War II, he moved with his family to Fairfax, Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C. At first, he farmed, then he got a job as a grave digger. But he continued to play for himself and his family and friends.
I'm gonna start a graveyard of my own. Bad man, don't leave my gal alone. My razor's got a rusty blade. Little old man right in the shade. I'm gonna start a graveyard of my own.
One day in 1964, folklorist Charles Perdue was driving in Virginia and noticed he needed some gas.
And I pulled into an Amoco station that I normally did not stop at. And I pulled in, I'm getting gas, and I look in the side there, and there's this black guy with a guitar in his hand. I went in and I said, do you play that thing? And he says, well, I hit a couple of chords. And I said, well, hit a couple of chords. And he played Mississippi John Hurt's Candyman, which is not exactly the simplest song in the world to play. And then I think he played Matchbox Blues, if I remember.
Some Daniel is morning, Matchbox hold my clothes. Some Daniel is morning, Matchbox hold my clothes. She ain't got no matches, got no far to go.
My thought at the time, which may sound incredible now, is here's somebody that's come down from New York City to be discovered, you know, in by the folky world or something. But he was genuine. He had never recorded. He wasn't being rediscovered or anything. And he just happened to be there at that time, and I happened to pull in. Serendipity rules the world, I think, sometimes.
Perdue told that story at Jackson's wake a few days ago. He went on to say that he helped Jackson find gigs. Jackson finally came to the attention of the U.S. Information Agency and toured the world as a musical ambassador. All the while, he continued to work part-time as a gravedigger. In 1986, Jackson received a National Heritage Fellowship from the National Endowment for the Arts. Sitting outside the funeral parlor, pianist and singer Ann Rabson said Jackson pushed her to return to performing after she'd lost interest. She said he never considered himself just a blues player. And through his own playing, he taught her to be true to herself.
He was one of the best guitar players I've ever heard. had his own style, or actually many styles. But he also played all kinds of things. I mean, he was a songster. He did some Jimmy Rogers songs, and he did some pop songs, you know, from a while ago. But everything he touched turned into John Jackson.
Says I'm all around the water tank, waiting for a train. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. I walked down to the postman, I asked him for a ride across. He said that you got money, I see that you don't want. I haven't got a nickel, not a nickel can I show. Get off, you railroad bum. Then he's the boss called dog. A boo, a bee, a boo.
John Jackson taught a lot of younger musicians to keep their ears open. John Cephas is one of the next generation of Piedmont bluesmen. Waiting in line at Jackson's wake, Cephas said he also learned how to live life from Jackson.
He was never swell-headed. He was never self-centered. He was outgoing. He was always complimentary. He was always appreciative. He was always humble. Even though he traveled all over the world. He was a very famous man, a master musician, but he was just like everyday people. He was just such a wonderful person. That's his legacy that he leaves behind.
John Jackson made more than a half dozen recordings. He made a decent living as a musician, but as he told NPR in 1983, he kept his needs simple.
I never wanted for no whole lot of money. That's the last thing I ever think about. As long as I got enough to pay my bills and can get something to eat and play asleep, that's all I need, yeah?
Bluesman, songster, guitarist, banjo player, and gravedigger John Jackson was buried yesterday in Virginia. He died last Sunday. He was 77 years old. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.